Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Roda. Our guest today is Rocco Despirito, healthy lifestyle crusader, James Beard award-winning chef, and the highly acclaimed author of now 14 books, including 5 New York Times bestsellers. And he's here today to talk to us about his new book, Rocco's Healthy and Delicious, more than 200 mostly plant-based recipes for everyday life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Spoken like a true publisher. You got the whole title and subtitle, all 900 words out.
Well,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you have this really amazing list of cookbooks, and it's been so fun
thanks.
Kind of be a fan throughout your career and watch your positioning shift. What sets Healthy and Delicious apart from your other books, and how does this represent kind of a new direction or a continuation of an old direction for you?
You know, so this one is, it's interesting, it's a new direction by being a cookbook, straight up cookbook, not a book full of diet theory. And, you know, I'm not talking about the keto diet, the DASH diet, the paleo diet, I'm not talking about calorie restriction, I'm not talking about the things that I've covered in my past 8 books. What I found for my readers is that they are consuming recipes at an alarming rate, I can barely keep up, and I'm a guy who publishes a book every year and a half. And they need recipes more and more and more. So what I'm finding is people get the theory, right? They understand, you know, eat less, move more, or eat more vegetables, eat less meat, plant-based is good. They kind of get the big topics, and they're eager to integrate it into their lifestyles. And what they need are beautiful pictures and easy-to-follow recipes. And that's what this book's all about, 248 recipes. I've been dreaming about doing a healthy Bible, and I hope that this is it.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor. Whether you're looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, fill your pantry with Spice Islands. Spice Islands uses a craft approach to capture the volatile oil of each spice, which gives it its flavor. From Saigon cinnamon and dillweed to bay leaves, garlic powder, cumin, and turmeric, they maintain a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor. Visit spiceislands.com/clever for more spice facts and delicious recipes. And pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers. And these recipes are mostly plant-based. Do you think that reflects how people are eating now, that instead of that sort of strict vegetarian and vegan categorization, people are more kind of trying to shift their eating in smaller ways or live in between those lines?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think I would love it if people were eating mostly plant-based. I think people are eating mostly meat-based still. I'm trying to get them to the other side a little bit at a time, like I have from my first book, Now Eat This, to this book. In the first book, I didn't really ask you to give up much. I kind of came up with cheats for everything. I used pudding mixes. I did all kinds of crazy stuff. I used, artificial sweeteners, whatever it took just to get you to believe that something could be lower calorie and delicious. And, you know, we've come a long way. Now I'm asking my readers to give up dairy and refined sugar and gluten and eat organic and now plant-based, you know. So I feel like while I'm putting up hurdles, I am sort of maybe a step ahead of everyone in my group, at least, and from what I'm hearing on social media and directing and contact from my fans. So getting them to be mostly plant-based is a dream. I don't think anybody is there yet. You know, I'm mostly plant-based, which means 70%. If they could just become a little more plant-based, I'd be thrilled. I mean, if you look through this book, it reads like any cookbook that you'd pull off a James Beard, you know, award-winning cookbook list, right? The pictures are full bleed, extreme close-up, beautiful food, lots of food porn. You wouldn't know it was a book with healthy and delicious food. So the idea is to sort of, you know, lure them in with the beautiful food and then throw in, hey, by the way, you're eating plant-based, you know. Most people are eating plant-based anyway. You know, Doritos and corn chips are plant-based. So
it's very
everyone's snacks are plant-based. People don't realize it. It's just we're trying to get them to a different kind of plant-based.
So let's talk a little bit about kind of what the tenets are of the way that you found that people should eat for the most part. Because I think people do get kind of confused. Like you say, there's a lot of back and forth about, well, this might be gluten-free, but it's also packaged and might not have any real nutrients in it.
Yes, so that's a really good example of how people are getting more and more confused. A lot of the prepared foods to accommodate dietary restrictions or allergies are worse than the originals in many cases. So when you go out and buy gluten-free foods, you're eating a lot of processed garbage. So the idea is to not eat out of the box, but eat out of the kitchen, right? If I can get you to do that, I don't even care if it's plant-based. If you're cooking, you're probably making something much, much healthier than if you were opening a package and heating something up. It's funny, when I talk to people, they're still looking for healthy tortilla chips, or like chickpeas is the new kale this year. I don't know if you were at any of the shows, but chickpeas are everywhere now. And unfortunately, they're taking chickpeas and they're pureeing them and they're adding a bunch of garbage and modified food starch and extruding them and popping them and inflating them, and they're turning them into junk food, right? So in this book, I'm just trying to say, just get some chickpeas and put that on a plate with something that will season it, and boom, you're eating plant-based food. It's that simple. Hummus is plant-based food. I think the idea is to eat whole food that's plant-based more often, and that's basically it, right? That's the single most important tenet. I do exclude gluten, most dairy. I do break for Parmigiano Reggiano, though, every once in a while. The Italians have a whole different way of making things, so I trust their cheese. Refined sugars, of course, are a big no-no. Those are gone. For sweeteners, I use monk fruit, my favorite go-to, which is also known as Lohan Guo. And it is the extract of a Chinese melon that monks have been cultivating for 1,000 years to cure, among many things, high blood sugar. Hmm. Yeah, it actually stabilizes blood sugar. So monk fruit, coconut nectar, sort of shying away from agave nectar because it's been so commercialized, it's kind of turned into the garbage that we were trying to avoid by using it, unfortunately. But if you do get raw or organic agave nectar, you're ending up getting the good product, the product that still has the fiber in it, which made it great.
So there's obviously some really compelling reasons to cook more.
For sure,
for
sure.
To cook better food.
Yeah. Plant-based is also cheaper. You know, a lot of people talk about healthy is just for the wealthy, and that's a load of nonsense. Plant-based diets are by definition cheaper. Plants per pound are cheaper than meats per pound. Meats have skyrocketed recently. They're so crazy expensive. I literally can't believe it when I see the prices. In New York City, we're looking at $20 to $50 a pound for steaks. That's just stupid, right? That's just ridiculous. If that's not another reason to go buy a couple of pounds of broccoli, then I don't know what is. The other thing is, farmers markets have really grown exponentially in the last 10, 20 years. I remember when they came back in the mid-80s and we sort of had a few, and now New York has 27 markets that are open 365 days a year that take federal food assistance programs. I mean, there's no reason not to be eating more vegetables. Plus, they taste so good.
And a lot of times, those farmers markets are actually even more affordable than grocery stores, which are paying much more to transport food from far away.
Especially at 4:30 in the afternoon when it's time for them to go home and they're just giving away food, the dollar bag days, yeah.
Before we continue, a quick word from our podcast sponsor. Fall is here, and for me, that means cooking richer, heartier recipes that keep me warm and satisfied during the cooler months. And for a noticeably richer flavor, I always opt for premium spices from Spice Islands. By sun-drying many of their spices and de-stemming their chili peppers by hand, Spice Islands uses a craft approach to deliver the most authentic and intense flavor possible. They also take extra steps to ensure the richness of their flavors, like cryogenically freezing their cumin to preserve its oils, or milling their garlic to a true powder so it doesn't add any grittiness to your dishes. Better yet, Spice Islands maintains a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor. So whether you're looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, fill your pantry with Spice Islands and taste the difference in every bottle. Visit spiceislands.com/clever for more spice facts and delicious recipes, including one for spiced maple carrots, a quick, simple side to complement any meal. That's spiceislands.com/clever, and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers.
So, we know that eating healthier, cooking more is better for you. It's probably cheaper. There's a lot of reasons to do it, but there's obviously reasons why people still don't, right? They're overwhelmed, they're tired, they just don't feel like they have the time or the energy or the wherewithal to do it. So
they're spending so much time calling their favorite Chinese takeout and repeating their credit card number for the 7th time because the person doesn't understand. You realize you could have cooked a meal in the entire time it took you to process your order of creaky chicken from 666 Chinese food place. I mean, I've experienced that in my life. I used to be a Chinese food addict. Creaky chicken was my favorite dish. I'm actually talking from experience. And before Seamless, it took like 40 minutes to get your order in and explained. And then when it came, there was something wrong. You know, the whole process is very lengthy and cumbersome. It's not more convenient. It's less convenient, I think. There are lots of reasons why people don't cook, right? No time. They think it's expensive. But if you look at it holistically and what cooking will bring to your family versus what it will take away, it's clear the benefits outweigh the disadvantages. It brings your family together. It's less expensive. It's healthier. You know, think about what it costs a family to lose the primary income earner at 55 years old to diabetes. That's a very big, I mean, looking at it mercilessly, just as expense and income, right? It's a bad thing all around. And there's no getting around the fact that you are going to eventually have to cook more at home because processed foods are just more and more bad for you. The laws are not changing in our favor. As much as we follow the right people on Twitter and IG and see all the stuff we love to see and curating this, you know, hallelujah experience for ourselves, in the real world, everyone's still eating the same garbage we got addicted to in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I think that's a great point. I think it's really easy to sort of have an image in your mind of how you eat and how you think you eat. But if you actually look at what you're eating, how often do any of us really follow what we think we want
audit
to eat? So what are some go-to recipes that you give people who want to cook more? What are some tips and tricks? What are the things that really help people get on the right page and make it easy and doable?
So, okay, there's one thing that I count on a lot, and I gave you one of mine. You don't have to use mine, but a lot of people have protein powder in their home now. So in my book, I create about 20 recipes ranging from baked goods, skillet goods like pancakes, muffins, breads, to pasta and desserts using protein powder. I think it's a great hack. It takes anything that you're making and cuts out the empty calorie carbs, increases the amount of protein, so turns something that would be high carb into something that would be keto or at least high protein. And so in the book, I have a recipe for protein pancakes, protein crepes, protein muffins. And instead of flour, I use protein powder. And it works with almost every protein powder I've found. Some of them do require eggs, so we're going the other way again with the consumption of eggs. But, you know, if that's your worst offense, that's fine. And I have about 25 desserts in this book. I thought it was really important to focus on dessert. 10 of them are chocolate barks. Those are one of my go-tos. So chocolate is a top 5 superfood people forget. Chocolate is one of the healthiest foods you can eat. I eat chocolate every day. I gave you chocolate today.
Thank you.
Vegan, organic chocolate.
I haven't had any yet,
made
so
from
I'm
raw cacao paste. In my own kitchen, single source in Peru. And so chocolate is brain food, it's heart food, and the more processed that it is, unfortunately, the more benefits you lose. So trying to eat raw, organic chocolate would be ideal. However, 70% would be good enough for me. So one of my go-tos is the chocolate barks. And I make those very simply by opening a large baking bar of semi-sweet chocolate. I throw goji berries, pistachios, all kinds of fun plant-based stuff on top. And either microwave 10 seconds, 30 seconds, or just leave it by the stove. It'll get soft. And then put it in the fridge. And you've got chocolate bark that you can wrap back up in the same paper and foil that you can bring with you anywhere you go. As a snack.
Wow, yeah. That's so easy. And that's such a good project to do with kids. It's such a good kind of
great
Sunday thing to just
project,
bring
right?
snacks
Think
for
about
the week.
Fun, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
just
great.
And let your kids get in there and mess with the chocolate and spill it and get smear it on their faces, whatever. So the chocolate one is a great one. The pancakes, I think people will really have fun with. It's 4 ingredients. The sauce is made out of pureed blueberries, and they taste so good.
And how about if you're having people over for dinner, probably someone's vegetarian, someone
yes.
else is gluten-free. What are your go-tos
Right, so
then?
What I just, part of what helped me evolve, well, I call it evolution because for me it's an evolution. I don't know how other people see it, but I think my diet's getting better over the years. Entertaining requires you to make adjustments constantly. So why don't I just not do gluten, not do dairy, and not have to worry about all the different requirements? I mean, if I do mostly plant-based, no gluten, no dairy, I'm pretty much covered for anyone who comes in. And then the one person who's allergic to nightshades, I can always kick out of the house and, you know, replace them with a better friend. No, just kidding. Nightshades is a real thing, by the way.
My mom doesn't need nightshades.
Yeah,
so
and I
know.
Have clients who are allergic to nightshades, so it's a real thing. If you have inflammatory issues, nightshades, which are eggplant, peppers, tomatoes, you should get rid of those. Anyway, moving on from that sad story, right? Getting rid of tomatoes. So sad.
I can go to a certain limit, but that I won't give up.
I know. I get. Yeah. I hear you. I forget what we're talking about.
Go to things you make for a
still
mixed crowd.
Still go to. Okay,
yeah.
great.
I mean, I feel
so
like
for the mixed crowd, I think there is a spiralized pasta dish in there. I know you're laughing already. It happens to be really good because for me, spiralized is all about the sauce and a good spiralizer. So there's that. That would be a really good dish. The picture hopefully will convince you. It's such a beautiful picture. We put it on the title page. Yeah.
I think that's worth it. To make something really beautiful when you're having people over, the presentation really counts.
Yeah. And the presentation is beautiful on its own because if you mix, zucchini, cucumber, and different things, and you have a red pomodoro sauce that you made fresh, it's beautiful. Offer some Parmigiano Reggiano for those who do eat dairy because it'll definitely add a lot of flavor. So a few other things that I do for entertaining are protein bites. Again, using protein powder. I have no-bake cookies. I have no-bake protein bites. It's basically just coconut nectar and protein powder and, like, almond meal mixed together and rolled in balls. So easy to make. They look like they're rolled in confectioner sugar, but it's actually monk fruit sugar. So, let me see. What else? I have to look. We started out with about 380 recipes to get down to 248 or 247. Here, so look at that. You can eat that pasta,
yeah,
right?
That's beautiful. Come on. That's gorgeous.
And here are the barks.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm finding people also want to see just the food and are tired of the tablescape, era. So all the pictures are sort of very, very focused. So here are some of the cookies that I would make.
Yeah.
And then I have, pork tenderloin in there and have a chicken dish. I have even have a chicken with a can of ginger ale in there. Some of the stuff that, are just go-tos for a lot of people that I know people like. I wanted this book to be something any family could use as a guide or a reference and make food from and cover everyone's needs in the family. I didn't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, basically.
Yeah, I love it. I love that their recipes are really just sort of healthy and delicious as a default, and then from there, they're just really great recipes.
That was the idea. That was the idea.
Well, I think you accomplished it so well. Cool. Thank you so much
for
coming. I
should have spoke to you before I finished the manuscript. That would have been a great line to put in there.
Rocco, thank you so much
for
coming to talk to us.
You're welcome.
And
my
check
pleasure.
Out the book, Rocco's Healthy and Delicious, more than 200 mostly plant-based recipes for everyday life.
Hyphenated.
Out October 14th?
17th.
Out October 17th.
Yeah.
And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.